You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey there, Hepcats and Crazy Kittens. This is Matt the Cat, your furry leader and jukebox operator, welcoming you to the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. It's the soul that came before rock and roll. And for the next hour, we'll be paying tribute to one of the great unsung heroes of early rhythm and blues, Roscoe Gordon. I like to call him the Prince of Primitive Cool because his style was so basic, so rough around the edges, and yet so gloriously down-home and soulful. Gordon's style of piano playing basically slowed down a barrel house to a real nice mid-tempo shuffle. Records like No More Doggin' get into your head and they just won't leave. Gordon was born in Memphis, Tennessee on the 10th of April, 1928. Roscoe has said that he taught himself how to play piano. He did it by ear, by listening to records and the radio. He claimed that he had no favorite musicians, no other musicians' influence, just that he really dug country music and blues music and just kind of came up with his own style. And man, you can hear it on his records. Roscoe doesn't sound like anybody. Some of his records are so rough you wonder if they're professional at all. And then that sax kicks in. And man, those drums are right in the pocket. And Roscoe's rolling piano hits home, and you know there are professional musicians behind it. As he got better at piano playing, he fell in with a group of musicians around the Memphis area known as the Beale Streeters. At one time or another, B.B. King, Bobby Blue Bland, Johnny Ace, Earl Forrest, Ike Turner, Little Junior Parker, Rufus Thomas, and others are part of this group. Rufus, who was already working for black radio station WDIA, persuaded Roscoe Gordon to try his hand at radio. Rufus also got him hooked up with local recording entrepreneur Sam Phillips, who hadn't yet started Sun Records. He was managing the Memphis Recording Service over at 706 Union Avenue. Phillips would take the material he was recording and sell it off to other labels, most notably Chess and RPM Records. He was having some success at the time with Howlin' Wolf, selling his recordings to both Chess and RPM, which got him in trouble. We'll get to that in just a few minutes. But first, let's start this week's feature on Roscoe Gordon by playing his very first RPM single, Roscoe's Boogie. It was backed with a song called City Woman. But Roscoe's Boogie is where it's at, baby, and this is how we got to kick it off. It was issued on the Bahari Brothers RPM Records out of Los Angeles in 1951, and it's kicking off this week's Juke in the Back. Here's Roscoe Gordon with Roscoe's Boogie. Thank you.
night and hang upon the night of before. Well, my baby coming back and I don't have to boogie no more. Boogie, boogie. I milked the horse, then I greet the time clock, and then I punch my boss right in the nose. Ah, because you hugged me last night so tight, all right. My feels. Then I tied knots in my spaghetti, baby, and pulled ketchup all on my shoes. Ah, because, baby, you hugged me last night, alright, so tight, alright. My pillow, and then I patted my pipe. I hugged the quilt, and then I kissed it goodnight. Last night, so tired. All right, good night.
Roscoe Gordon with the simple yet effective Saddle the Cow and Milk the Horse. It was issued on RPM Records in August of 1951. In September of that year, it rose to number 9 on the National Rhythm and Blues chart. Saddle the Cow was recorded at the Memphis Recording Service with Sam Phillips as engineer back in April of 51. Before that, we heard Roscoe's debut release for RPM Records. It was Roscoe's Boogie, recorded in February of 51 and issued on RPM in April. That record failed to chart. Up next, one of Roscoe Gordon's biggest successes. It's the great raw rhythm and blues classic, Booted. It was recorded in August of 51, but not issued until December. There was much controversy surrounding this release. You see, Sam Phillips had been working closely with the Bahari Brothers and selling most of his masters up to that point to their RPM subsidiary. Well, at this point in Sam Phillips' history, he began selling off his masters to the Chess label in Chicago. Phillips ended up selling Booted to Chess Records. Well, RPM wasn't happy about that at all. They claimed to have a contract on Roscoe Gordon. So they sent Roscoe back into the studio to cut a slightly different version of Booted. Around the same time, Sam Phillips was also having issues with Howlin' Wolf, sending out both of his records to RPM and Chess. In the end, they worked out a deal where RPM got Roscoe Gordon and Chess got Howlin' Wolf. The version of Booted that you hear most often nowadays is the one cut for Chess Records. it gets issued on more compilations than anything else. However, right now, I'm going to play for you the one that actually hit number one nationally. That was issued on RPM Records. And as I mentioned before, it's slightly different than the version issued on Chess. Booted was released in December and entered the charts in February of 1952. It hit number one on March 15th. Here's this week's Juke in the Back feature, Roscoe Gordon, with the fantabulous Booted.
Jack, man, have you ever been booted?
Booted, man!
Yeah, booted!
Yeah, man!
I got to find my babe, I got to find her tonight. Been sneaking out, man, darling, right. Treat me like day, treat me like sand. Well, she kicked me out for another man. She really booted me out, man. Now they dug my titties and they pulled my car. I'm gonna get that gin just to serve it up. I'm gonna load my pistol, sharpen my knife. I'm gonna get that man that's got my wife. Now you can beat my titties, you can pull my car, you can make yourself at home. But when you take my wife, stay all late. I'm gonna take my knife and I'm away. For another man. That's hard, man. She's kicking me out, me. Now you can beat my titties, you can pull my butt, you can make yourself at home. I'm gonna load my pistol, sharpen my knife. I'm gonna get that gin that's got my wife. I'm gonna take my knife and have a rape. Well, it's a cold, cold winter, and I'm sleeping all alone. Cause, man, she'll never ever treat you right. No, don't love no whiskey-headed woman. Cause she'll never treat you right. Well, up early every morning with my eyes running still.
Roscoe Gordon with Cold, Cold Winter, the original flip side to Booted, which hit number one in March of 1952. Up next is what I consider to be Roscoe Gordon's most catchiest tune. It's a mid-tempo shuffle that grabs you and won't let go. It's called No More Doggin', and it was issued in March of 52. It spent 2 weeks in the number two position during April of 52. This release, as well as all the releases before it, list Roscoe Gordon's name as being spelled R-O-S-C-O-E. That's important because as soon as he signs with Duke Records, in just a little while, he'll change the spelling of his name to R-O-S-C-O. Here's Roscoe Gordon with an E and No More Doggin' on the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues. This is the soul that came before rock and roll. Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, and contributors Mark and Marion McAlpine, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Michael Carey, H. Scott Prosterman. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Roscoe Gordon, the feature on this week's Juke in the Back with Maria, a great Latin-tinged song that was the flip side of No More Doggin' from 1952. Doggin' went to number two in March of that year. Along with being a talented piano player, Roscoe Gordon was also a talented songwriter. He's been writing all of these hit records that you've been listening to, and he wrote this next one, Lucille, Looking for My Baby, which was issued in early 1953 on RPM. It's a good record, but it's also capitalizing on the success of Booted. It sounds very much like Booted. And you'll also hear that a lot of his later records took a hint from No More Doggin', which was a pretty common practice. If you had success with one sound, why not try and stick with that sound? I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging Roscoe Gordon in the spotlight this week on The Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues.
Man, I'm looking for my girl.
What girl?
Lucille, man, have you seen her?
No.
Well, she stayed out last night and all the night before. How can she love me and don't come home no more? Looking for my baby. I'm looking for my baby. Well, I'm looking for my baby, that party gal of mine. Well, I give her all my money and all my loving too. How can she love me and treat me like she do? I'm looking for my baby. I'm looking for my baby. Well, I'm looking for my baby, that party gal of mine. Oh, Lucille, come on, baby. Blah, 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 blah. How can you love me like this? out last night and all the night before. How can you love me and still miss you so? Looking for my baby. I'm looking for my baby. Well, I'm looking for my baby, that party gal. Well, I'm walking around in circles, don't know where to go. Why, pretty baby, you don't come home no more. I'm looking for my baby. I'm looking for my baby. Well, I'm looking for my baby, the hot-headed gal of mine.
That's Hey Fat Girl from Roscoe Gordon. It's got Roscoe's great signature shuffle sound, but that was cut for a different label, Duke Records, a brand new label started by WDIA program director David James Mattis. Mattis, along with Bill Fitzgerald, formed the Tri-State Recording Company along with Duke Records. Hey Fat Girl was Duke's very first release, number 101. The second Duke release belonged to fellow Beale Streeter Johnny Ace and My Song. Once on Duke Records, the spelling of Roscoe's name changed. It went back to his birth name spelling, R-O-S-C-O. There was one little problem, though. While Roscoe was recording for Duke, he was maybe still under contract with the Bahari Brothers at RPM Records. So there would be a string of releases on Duke, and then a few more records released on RPM, and then a couple of more records released on Duke, and what are you gonna do? Oh, did I mention he also recorded for Sun Records? Well, that's coming up in a few minutes. But this next tune was also cut later for Sun Records. Here's the original version of Team Model Boogie, which Roscoe cut for Duke. It's from 1953. Here's this week's Juke in the Back feature, Roscoe Gordon with Team Model Boogie.
Thank you. blanket, put him in back, stop him, drive that Cadillac. T-Mall Boogie, boom, boom, rolling along. My tongue got twitter, say
Unsung Nonsense Records. That's You Figure It Out from Roscoe Gordon, 1954, issued on Duke Records out of Memphis, Tennessee. Well, the run of Duke was kind of short in that Don Roby, the owner of Peacock Records out of Houston, Texas, ended up buying Duke and adding it to his recording empire. Well, this didn't sit so well with Roscoe Gordon, who called Don Roby a true outlaw. He claimed at one time that Don Roby always carried a gun around with him and intimidated people with it constantly. Well, the only reason why he didn't intimidate Roscoe with that gun is because, as Roscoe says, he was carrying his own gun, so Roby stayed away from him. But Roscoe didn't remain on that label for very much longer. He jumped to Sun Records. You see, when Sam Phillips found out that Roscoe was on the market, he snapped him up right away in 1955 and signed him to a 3-year contract. Roscoe recorded a lot of really good stuff for Sun Records. The music became a bit more sophisticated, and he even dabbled in rockabilly a little bit while on Sun. But what was kind of weird about the Sun releases is that Phillips was also releasing the same songs on Flip Records, which was a subsidiary of Sun. So you could find Roscoe Gordon Records on both Sun and Flip. Here's Roscoe's first recording for Sun from 1955. It's Just Love Me Baby. Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring the early recordings of Roscoe Gordon. Let's take his second RPM release, Saddle the Cow and Milk the Horse. That record went to number 9 in September of 1951. If we flip the original 78 over, we find Ouch, Pretty Baby as the B-side. So let's hear it now. Roscoe Gordon and his orchestra with this week's Great 78. Ouch, Pretty Baby.
Thank you.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing them on the juke in the back.
Now I was sitting in a bar, tired as a bat. But up walked to me an old alley cat. He looked at me and said, "My son, cheese and crackers, anyone?" I said, "No, I don't like 'em. No, I don't like 'em. No, I don't like 'em. That's why I said no." Now my friend got sick. They put him in the bed. The doctor looked at him, and this is what he said: "Cheese and crackers, anyone?" I said, "No, I don't like 'em. No, I don't like 'em. No, I don't like 'em. That's why I said no." Boy, still at home. That's before I started to roam. Every time the dinner bell, I could hear my daddy yelling, "Cheese and crackers, anyone?" I said, "No, I don't like 'em. Crackers, anyone?
Roscoe Gordon recording for the legendary Sun record label out of Memphis, Tennessee. That's Cheese and Crackers, a song written by Hayden Thompson. It was a weird little tune, and Billboard magazine called it the weirdest record of the week when they reviewed it. That was Roscoe's third release for Sun Records. The first two were also issued on Sun's subsidiary, Flip Records. The third one, though, Shooby Ooby, backed with Cheese and Crackers, was only issued on Sun and not on the Flip subsidiary. Cheese and Crackers was recorded on October 25th, 1956, and issued at the end of the year. Gordon was under contract with Sun until 58. But as his recordings for Sun Records started to get airplay, Duke Records decided to dust off some Roscoe Gordon songs from before and release them. Two Duke singles came out in 1957, including this great tune. This is a real underrated Roscoe Gordon song called "Tummer Tea." Let's dig on it now as we feature the great Roscoe Gordon. I like to call him the Prince of Primitive Cool. Duke Records, 1957, and "Tummer Tea."
I'm hoping and hoping and hoping that it won't be long. I'm hoping and hoping and hoping that it won't be long. Well, I ain't been right, baby, since you've been gone. Tommy T, Tommy T, Tommy T, Lottie, Tommy T. Tommy T, Tommy T, Tommy T, Lottie, Tommy T. Well, I know right now.
me. Tommy T, Tommy T, Tommy T, come back to me. Tommy T, Lopty, Tommy T, come back to me. Well, come back, baby, and set my poor heart free.
Roscoe Gordon with Going Home, a song that sounds a lot like Kansas City by Wilbert Harrison. Going Home was the flip side of his biggest single, Just a Little Bit, which was issued on the VJ label in late 1959. It didn't chart until February of 1960. You see, in 57 and 58, relations between Sam Phillips and Roscoe Gordon began to deteriorate. So when his contract was up with Sun Records in 58, Roscoe was out of there. Roscoe had been playing live gigs with Jimmy McCracklin, and apparently the two were working on a song that became Just a Little Bit. He took the song to Ralph Bass at King Records, and Bass wasn't impressed. So Roscoe went over to VJ Records, and he was signed there for a short contract. When you think about it, Just a Little Bit is kind of a monumental record. Not only is it extremely catchy and crossed over into the pop charts, reaching number 64, but it also became extremely popular in Jamaica and is credited with sparking the Jamaican ska music scene. Ska music would eventually become reggae music. So there's a lot of weight on this record. Not only did it cross over to the pop charts, but it hit number 2 on the R&B lists. In 1962, after VJ Records, Roscoe Gordon moved to New York City, where he had a couple of recording sessions for several different labels, including Columbia, Old Town, and ABC Paramount. When nothing really became of those records, Roscoe decided to invest in a dry cleaning service. After his wife passed away in 1984, Roscoe returned to music. In 2002, he returned to Memphis and played in a tribute concert for Sam Phillips, along with Little Milton, B.B. King, and Ike Turner. A few short months later, in July of 2002, Roscoe Gordon passed away. He was 74. Now, even though he only had a handful of hit rhythm and blues records and one number one song back in 1952, Roscoe Gordon is an important figure in rhythm and blues music, and I'm proud to have featured him today on The Juke in the Back. Hope you dug the show. If so, let me know. Drop me an email at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Until we meet again, remember, soul, it's a feeling. Get that feeling each week right here on your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back. Let's close the show down with Roscoe's most important record, Just a Little Bit, released on VJ Records at the end of 1959. Oh, it's so catchy, man. Try and get this out of your head. I'm Matt the Cat, and I will catch you next week on the flip side. Goodbye, everybody.
I don't want much. I just want a little bit. No, I don't want it all. Just want a little bit, just a teeny weeny bit, just a teeny weeny bit of your love. Turn your light down low, and honey, slip your kiss. Turn your lights down low, I just can't resist. From a teeny weeny bit, just a teeny weeny bit of your love. Forever, not just for peace of mind. Please say you never leave me, not till the end of time. From just a teeny weeny bit, just a teeny weeny bit of your love.
Well, we've run out of whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on The Juke in the Back.